In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. "And the angel said unto the women, He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." As I said yesterday, that battle between life and death, that stupendous battle in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ as he was on the cross, drawing all men and women unto himself, that stupendous battle between life and death was for you. It was for you. And life won and death lost. And to all who believe in him, he gave the power to become the children of God. Life and death, that stupendous battle took place in the heart of Jesus, and he won. Oh yes, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And maybe today that's what we need to do. We need to remember his words. Remember the words that the Lord has spoken unto you. And you know what? When you're going through the time of trial, when you're going through the time of darkness, when you're going through the time of, you know, everything seems to be lost, you forget his words. You forget his words to you, because the only thing you can experience is the pain. But now they remembered his words. You see, while he was on the cross, they didn't remember the words. While he was bleeding and they were there, they didn't remember the words. That the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. They didn't remember those words. And when they buried him, because it was the Sabbath day and they had to do it quickly, and also it was the great feast, I'm going to tell you, they remembered his words. No, they didn't. But now when they're at the tomb and the angel said, he said that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified, and on the third day rise again. They remembered his words. Come on now. Let's remember his words. Let's remember his words to us. Let's remember what he has spoken to us. And you know what? Everything that we hear is not from God, but there are some things that he has said. There are some things that he has said that, you know, they are his words to us, and we can put our whole life on those words. Because when God says something, he will fulfill those words to the very dotting of every I and the crossing of every T. But let me also tell you this. There will be a thief who will try to come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm saying this. Remember his words today. Even if it's difficult, remember his words to you today. What did he say to you? Let me tell you what he said to me about 3 years ago. "You have just begun to serve me." Now that was crazy to me at first. "You've just begun to serve me," which means that the greater things would happen in my latter years. "You've just begun. You've just begun." But you know what? Recently I've forgotten those words. Recently I have forgotten those words until yesterday. He remembered those words. When you are going through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to tell you, you're going to forget the words. They forgot that he would be crucified and that he had to be raised from the dead. They didn't remember. And just like us, we don't remember when we go through the time of sifting, when we go to the time of purification, we go through the dark night of the soul. Call it what you want. I don't care what you call it, but everyone experiences it. The last thing you remember are the words that God spoke. It's like you've got to get through today. It's like you've got to hold on. It's like, am I going to make it? Like Catherine Kuhlman used to say, oh, beloved, there were no stars in my sky. It was dark, dark, so dark. And I cried out unto the Lord with no stars in my sky. Waiting, 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 waiting. When there are no stars in your sky, and when the sea in front of you, the Red Sea in front of you, is not opening up, and the Egyptians are coming from the back, I'm telling you, you forget his words. But then there's time to remember again. God's word to me 3 years ago is still the word of God, whether I want it to be or not, and whether, you know, it depends upon me. Insofar do I want to walk that way. Because I could say, you know what, Lord, I've done my share, let someone else do it. I have the ability to do that. I have the ability to do that because they call that free will. When the Lord said 3 years ago or 2 years ago, whenever it was, he said, you have not yet begun, and now you've just begun. And I'm saying, you know, in the last whatever. Really, the last several months, I'm saying, what do you mean? I didn't remember those words until yesterday. They remembered the words. Come on, I'm calling you to remember the words that the Lord has spoken to you. Please, 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 please remember what he said to you. And if he truly said those things to you, you can just hang your life on it. Your whole life, not only a little, but your whole life. If God said it, he will perform it. And they returned from the sepulchre and told these things unto the 11 and all the rest. And it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Their words seemed to them as idle. What do these stupid, foolish women know? Give me a break. These are just emotional women. Their words seemed as idle tales. I could tell you, I have heard from people that I love, when I put my hand to the plow and started to walk straight, following Jesus, from the very people that I love most, they said, my Lord, wait, it's all going to blow up in your face. You'll see. It all seemed like an idle tale, but I knew that I had to keep my hands to the plow and I had to walk straight. I knew. Despite what I was doing, people thought I was crazy, absolutely nuts. I remember when I left teaching. I remember the principal. I love that principal, Margaret Ann, Sister Margaret Ann. And she said, Tom, you're the best teacher we have. Don't leave us. And I said, I've got to go. I don't know where God's calling me. Don't be foolish. She was trying to do the best she could, but I knew that I couldn't teach another year. I knew. And there were no stars in my sky. And I'll never forget that September. I was like a dog at the firehouse. When the bell started to ring, I started to bite at the bit. And the school bells rang, and the Lord had no place for me. And I felt, oh, you ripped me off. You duped me, and I was duped. Oh, yeah, and it lasted September, October, November, December, January, February, until March, before I got any marching orders from the Lord. H- How many times have I been through that place where there have been no stars in the sky? How many times have I been at the Red Sea and it didn't seem like it was ever going to open? How many times holding on by just my fingers, my toes, saying, oh God, will this ever pass? Will this ever pass? And then people all around, like Job's friends, you know, adding to it, saying the things that you don't need to hear. Oh, they're doing their best, but saying things that you don't need to hear. Let me just say this, God is faithful, and the resurrection is true. Let me say this, everything that he said to you, you can hang your life on it. You can hang your whole being on it. Don't worry. Okay, it's dark. The stars are not shining, as Catherine would say. And the sea is before you. But if he said it, he will do it. And the disciples, those whom he called to be his men, didn't even believe the women. They didn't believe. These are foolish, idle tales. Women's stuff. But those women knew what they saw. Those women knew what they heard. Those women knew that these apostles, though they were the men that God called, that Christ called, they had no idea, because now they remembered his words and they heard, he is not here, he has been raised. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? Those who live by faith will reap the harvest in. Those who live by faith will reap the harvest in. Those who live by faith will reap the harvest in. You know, I'm going to tell you, why don't we have more Catholic preachers on the radio? Father Joshi asked me that question today. Why? I'm going to tell you, because we don't live by faith. We don't live by faith, and we are not so convinced that our message is so powerful that it should go to the ends of the earth. I'm not telling you that it's me. I'm not telling you that I'm going to do it, that, you know, I'm going to spread this ministry. It's my ministry. No, that the message of salvation is so powerful that it should go to the ends of the earth, that people need to hear that he has been raised. He is not in the tomb. That no matter what he said to you, he will fulfill, even if the stars are not in the sky and the Red Sea is in front of you. Listen. We are not convinced because we have become a business rather than a church of faith. We have become a business rather than a people who believe. These little Protestant people, you've got to give them credit. They've got nothing but Jesus. You see, we've got the institution, the one that Christ founded. It's true. But you see, I don't depend upon the institution. I can't. I have to depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the institution itself doesn't understand. Because right now, we're still living as if we are a business. How can you propagate the message of salvation to the ends of the earth if you're a business? I don't want to go down that street. I just need to say, that's why we're not preaching, we're not proclaiming. We are not convinced of our message, of Jesus Christ, that it's more beneficial that we speak the word of God to the world than it is that we pay our bills. And I'm going to tell you, if we spoke the word of God with conviction and faith, we'd pay our bills. If we lived what we said, we'd pay our bills. And I'm going to tell you, I limp. I'm not going to tell you I'm one of those great people who live and live. I'm the best. No, I limp. I limp the Christian life. I limp the Christian life. I do not jog it. I do not sprint it. I limp it. Yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm no master at it. I'm still a beginner, even though I've been walking this way for 100 years, it seems. But I know that my Redeemer lives. And I know that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and even though I forget his words, he doesn't forget me. Isn't that wonderful? He doesn't forget me, and he doesn't forget you. You may forget, but he doesn't forget. Isn't that wonderful? It is not that we have first loved God. It is that he has first loved us and sent his son as an expiation for our sins, as a sacrifice for our sins. Life and death contended in Jesus Christ, and the stakes were you, and he did it for you, and he rose for you, and what he said for you is true today as it was when he said it. Whether you believe it or not, he has his eyes upon you, and he will not leave you nor forsake you. Oh, that's real. That's real. That's real. Do you hear me? That's real. Ron Halloran is the man who does our CDs and does such a good job and puts up with all my baloney. And I'm going to tell you, last week he said that Father Tom, he can be suffering and suffering and suffering. But you know, when he suffers, he preaches even better. He preaches even better when he suffers. Going to tell you, last week, the Holy Week was, you know, we've always had these difficult, like there were no stars in the sky. I had to face the blessed Holy Triduum Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I had to face what I had to do, barely limping. But you know what? God came true, and God came through. Despite my limping, despite my darkness, despite the clouds covering the sun, despite the stars not shining. I preached on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday like I've never preached before. Saturday night, we went 3 hours at the vigil. I preached like I never preached before. And Sunday morning, I preached like I never preached before. It was like a new message, a new message. But let me tell you, life and death were contending in me also. As life and death contended in Jesus, life and death contends in each one of us. In each one of us. Life and death contends in each one of us. And listen, let me just tell you this. I'm not saying I'm great, but I'm going to tell you, if I hung up my hat, you want to know what? There would be many people that would suffer as a result of my hanging up my hat. I'm not telling you I'm indispensable. Believe me. Believe me, I'm not saying I'm indispensable. No one's indispensable. The Pope dies and we have to get along with our lives. No one's indispensable. That's real. But I will tell you this. If I left the race because the stars weren't shining, many people would be harmed. Many people. And you know, it's that pressing in. And you know, pressing in when you don't want to press in. Moving in when you don't want to move in. Remembering that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. You want to know why this radio broadcast had prospered? Because I share my guts. And I share that the gospel works. If it can work through a limper, it can work through you. I share my dark nights. I share my dark nights. I wish I didn't have. I wish I was one of those people that didn't experience those dark times that you just want to hang up your hat. I wish I was one of those people. I wish I was, but I'm not. I shared for the last, how many years? 84, 94, 23, 24 years now. People know. Not only the message, but the messenger. And they know that the messenger limps. They know that the messenger is totally imperfect. They know that the messenger tries, but so many times falls on his face. But they know that through it all, God is faithful to the messenger. And if he could be faithful to me, he is faithful to you. That's real. That's real. They forgot his words because of the suffering they were going through, because of the death, because of the burial. They forgot that the Son of Man must be handed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. They forgot. God, and they needed to be reminded. And if God had to send an angel, that's what he had to do. He sent an angel to him. He is not here. He has been raised. Go tell Peter. Go. And Peter thought they were nuts, but maybe not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulcher. Listen, they might have thought that these were crazy women, but I'm telling you, he wouldn't have run to the sepulcher if there wasn't a seed of faith or hope there. Thank God for those foolish women, for they had more sense than the whole 12 apostles, because they were there when life and death were contending in Jesus. They were at the cross, not the men. Thank God for those women. Thank God. Let me tell you that the Lord doesn't look at the office of Peter, who is the prince of the apostles. That's what we call him, and it's real. He looks at the love of the women, and he reveals himself not to the office, but to love. Jesus always reveals himself to those that love him, not to office. You can have the office of the Archbishop of Chinatown. I'm telling you, doesn't mean he'll reveal himself to you unless you love him. Love calls the risen Lord to oneself, not office. You can have all the offices in the whole world. You can hold the office of this, that, and the other in the church, but it's love that beckons Jesus. He did not go to Peter. He went to Mary Magdalene and the holy women. He did not go to the apostles. They thought these women were wacky. They thought these women were out of their minds. It is love that beckons Jesus. It is always love that beckons Jesus. And what does he say in John's gospel? She thinks he's the gardener. What does he say? Mary. And she knew it was Jesus, because my sheep know my voice. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My sheep know my voice. Mary. The way he said it, Rabboni. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me. Oh. Let me tell you this. I do not rely on the reality that I'm a priest, that God's going to show himself to me. I rely on the reality that I am in absolute need of his presence, of Jesus, of him himself. I will not tell you that I have all this love to give Jesus. I need more, but I will tell you. It is my need that brings him to me all the time. And I will stay in the race by the grace of God, even if it kills me. And I rebuke being killed by it. You know why? Because no weapon fashioned against me or you will prosper as we hold on to him. And so today, remember his words to you. Don't forget them. Don't forget them. Remember, even if you limp across the finish line, that's okay. You're going to make it, because it's a long, long race. It's more than a triathlon. Hold on to what he said to you. Believe. Take his words to you. Put them close to your heart and say, yes, I believe. Help my unbelief. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, or I want to believe. Oh, I want to believe. Or I want to believe. Or I want to want to want to want to want to want to trust you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, the risen Lord is alive. And he gives to those who trust him everything they need. And if it's difficult to trust, you just say, Lord, I want to want to want to want to want to want to trust you today. And he will accept you at the place that you're at, honest, because that's who he is. He accepted those foolish disciples in their unbelief. Listen, tonight is Tuesday, and it's the Tuesday after the resurrection, and I'm celebrating Mass at the Holy Rosary at 7:30 tonight, because I was disobedient today to the Lord, but that's another issue. So let's bring good out of it. You want to come and celebrate Mass with me at 7:30 at the Holy Rosary? Come, and then we'll pray for healing. Come on, we have a surprise healing service tonight. Tonight's Tuesday after the Feast of the Resurrection. You're welcome to come, 7:30 at the Holy Rosary. We'll celebrate the Eucharist, then we pray for healing and let the Lord do what he wants to do. I do need to hear from you because you know what? In order for us to be on the radio to spread the Word of God, as a limper, I need to pay the bills. And I will not go into debt. That's one thing I will not do. I will not go into debt. So if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, please answer the letter that you received. People that are on our mailing list, there are 5,000 people on our mailing list. If everyone ever responded, my Lord, I'd never have to say this. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Tonight at the Holy Rosary, 7:30 Mass. And tomorrow we will be at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30. We will continue. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because he is our shepherd and he's been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.